Happy Sunday. I am celebrating because I leave in the morning for Bermuda. And I wanted to take just a minute to share with you my intention slash strategy for this trip. Vacation used to be a total free-for-all. I would eat whatever I wanted, as much as I wanted, because, hey, it's vacation. But I would feel awful. Heavy, tired, self-conscious, and I would come home feeling like I had to crawl out of a hole I dug for myself while I was on vacation. It sucked. It wasn't worth it, and I didn't have as much fun as I could have because the trip was clouded by thoughts about food and food choices. No bueno. But then I swung in the other direction. For a couple years, I sat on the sidelines, and I was militant about my work and my workouts and my food choices, and I really didn't even want to go anywhere. Yes, I was rested and my energy was great, but I was using structure as a barrier to connection and a barrier to experience. I had told myself this story that indulging equals fun and not indulging equals not fun. Fortunately, I now realize that's total BS. It's not either or. And if it feels like it is either or, you're doing it wrong. I can eat in a way that makes me feel amazing and really treat myself and enjoy every bite of food that passes my lips without missing out. It's really all about the story you tell yourself and the perspective you choose. And there's always another way, dozens of other ways. I'm going to be looking for foods that I will love and enjoy eating that will also make me feel amazing. Hello, ceviche and fresh fish. I see every day as an opportunity to enjoy life more and live in alignment with what I want most, so I thought that I would just share some of my perspectives on this trip. Primarily, I want to feel amazing every day. I want to feel happy, lighthearted, present, confident, energized, all the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. And my first step is to get clear on what kinds of things will make me feel that way and what kinds of things won't make me feel that way. For the sake of simplicity in this message, I'll just kind of break it down by do and don't. On the do list, get lots of sleep, journal every morning, sweat every day, play every day, prioritize fun and connection, drink lots of water. Don't overeat, make choices that make me feel crappy. Submit to insecurity, right? Sexy is in how you carry yourself in drama, ain't sexy. Don't work too much. Don't take anything too seriously. It's vacation. And don't worry. There's a very simple filter I'll put my choices through. Will this make me feel amazing? If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. Maybe a bite of that dessert will make me feel amazing, but having the whole thing is a no. And yeah, I'll work every single day, but I've also set boundaries. And for this trip, the boundary is 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. is work time. Yes, I'll drink alcohol. And I'll only choose drinks that are really worth it. And I won't have more than one drink per day. More than that, it's not aligned with how I want to feel. Yeah, I might indulge in sugar, but only if it's worth it and only in a way that still allows me to feel really great. And as long as the internet connection is good, I plan to post what I'm eating and drinking on my Instagram stories. My biggest focus of this trip is not work. It's not workouts and it's not food or alcohol. It's connection. So worrying about how I look in a bathing suit does not foster connection with the boyfriend. In fact, it's a barrier to connection. So I will be choosing presence over projection, over projecting my insecurities onto him or other people. Worrying about emails that come in at 11 a.m. isn't going to help me connect with the boyfriend. That would be a barrier to connection. So I will keep my attention on the moment we are in. And when I'm in my work moments, I'll focus on work. And when I'm not in my work moments, I won't focus on work. And while these are my vacation practices, they're also totally applicable to today at home, to this week at work, to dinner out next Tuesday or any other time. So try them on for size. I had asked you guys over in the Primal Potential Facebook group if you wanted to hear a podcast about the trip and the strategy in action, and the answer is a resounding yes, so be sure to stay tuned for that soon. And do not forget that I am doing free weekly coaching videos for everybody who's on the wait list for the summer 12 weeks to transformation. So if you aren't yet on that list, the link is in the email. Definitely click through, get on the list, weekly coaching videos going out along with the ones that have gone out so far. I think four have gone out so far. Another one goes out tomorrow. I am looking forward to my trip to getting away. If I'm slower to respond on emails, that is why. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope these strategies and perspectives were helpful, and I'll chat with you soon.